Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Now, 7 after the hour on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, the D in DJV, Jennifer Horn, the J, and Victoria Keelan, the V. All of us here together in a time when a lot of folks are struggling. It's a tough time business-wise, health-wise, in terms of the public psyche. We all are wondering what's going to happen, what's going to be good for us. Are we going to get unstuck by next year? I think the right sources tell me, yeah, it's going to be much better next year. We'll all have a much better. We've been through a lot this year. What have we learned, though? Then we get toward the end of the year and start anticipating the first of the new year. We're all talking about Christmas now, Thanksgiving coming up. So I'm wondering, the time goes so quickly. Victoria and I were just talking about that. And so what are we going to, when we get to the end of Christmas or around Christmas time, we start reflecting on the year. Hopefully there will be some good moments that we can remember, things that we'll be happy about, things that we can learn from, and then we launch off and get into the next phase of our lives. But being stuck where we are right now is no fun. We all know that. Getting unstuck, and we learn a lot. I think getting yourself unstuck comes from learning about what you went through. What did you learn? What are you learning this year? I'm learning a lot. If we can be more mundane about the election, I think it is fascinating how the pollsters massively underestimated Trump, frankly, and I think it shows the bias even there. The companies, there's just so much anger.
There are Republican pollsters who have said that they were just wrong. I think pollsters I don't think it's necessarily where you came from politically, because pollsters on the left were wrong too. Everybody was wrong.
What it does show us is that most of these pollsters aren't working for free, right? So there are people who commission
them. They're getting paid by either the Republicans or the Democrats to do the poll. Or some survey,
I mean, most of the pollsters who get paid by Republicans and Democrats do internals. Those are who's being paid by the party to do internal polling for the party so that they know kind of what they're dealing with and what the trends are. And those polls, I would actually trust a lot more. And I think that's why, as much as you heard a lot of the talking heads who are Democrats, you know, wishing for this big ethical, overwhelming victory because Donald Trump, you know, orange man bad, basically, is that they knew that this was going to be very close. And I think that both campaigns knew this. That's why we saw so many lawyers deployed so early on, because both campaigns knew that this was kind of the direction. But the pollsters that we see talking on TV, those are hired pollsters from media organizations, whether it's Fox News or CNN or the Washington Post or the New York Times, or for instance, USC Dornlife is a huge one in LA. The LA Times has commissioned that almost accurately predicted 2016. They had Joe Biden up by 11 points this time around. And I think that shows how truly when you're looking for a narrative, and this is true with science, and we've seen it with polls about, I always use coffee. How many times have we seen coffee as great, coffee will kill you, drink 12 glasses of coffee for the ultimate benefits? I mean, you see coffee moving around all the time, and that's based in who buys those polls and what narrative they want to create. And so if you look at polling that's put out by the mainstream news media, you have to look down to where they talk about their sources, right? Because you have to look and see if they're oversampling Republicans or oversampling Democrats, or are they oversampling, or are they just sampling all Americans?
Well, if they're paid by either side, that's what they are. Gallup is notorious for that. They sample, and whether
are they sampling likely voters, or are they just sampling any
registered
dope that they can get a hold of?
Yeah. Right. Or somebody of the right age. You know, so, that kind of stuff.
As much as anything, I mean, we talk about lessons that can be learned, and maybe it's not this year, but maybe it's over the last, I don't know, the last 4 years for me, is I always check and see who's behind these things. Mm. And so that's something we have to educate ourselves, because there's a lot of information out there that floats around on both sides of the aisle that is meant to mislead. And so you have to really kind of keep digging to see where it's coming from.
Why are the Trump backers in Arizona chanting Fox News sucks?
Because
they called Arizona for Joe Biden.
Fox News was the first one to call it for Biden yesterday afternoon, early afternoon.
Yeah,
so
on election
the kind of
day,
stuff I think people
right
were talking
away.
About, Jennifer.
They called Arizona. They called Arizona when people were still in line. And, you know, I was talking to Victoria. I know, at least the way I feel maybe sometimes on this program, I think that maybe you guys think that I'm incapable of thinking outside of Trump. But I will be very...
And I said I share the same thing because Doug says that about me, too. I can't think outside of non-Trump.
I'm just telling you that I have, you know... I mean this from the bottom of my heart. If Joe Biden is to become president, if that's what the American people really want, I wish that he would have won in a landslide because it would have been better for this country. What's going to happen right now is no matter who wins, whether that is Trump, and he has still got a path, by the way, as much as media outlets don't want to talk about it, Trump and Biden both have a path.
There's a path for both of them.
And whoever wins is going to have half of the country delegitimizing them for the next 4 years because they cheated.
That's almost criminal. It was criminal the last 4 years, and it's just enough already. This is America. I saw one of the boarded-up signs in Los Angeles with somebody with paint, spray paint, wrote "God Bless America" on this boarded-up building.
Yeah, because I think that we talked about that yesterday too. I don't
talk about an overreaction. Oh my God!
Not even the overreaction, but the fact that we're just accepting. Accepting looting and rioting in this country.
The process, yeah.
I'm sorry, board it up. You stay open, and if somebody is coming into your store and trying to loot it, call the cops and take legal action. Don't just accept that this is part of the playing field now. So
we're all in this together.
As far as the lessons.
We're all in this together.
And this is something I went to my mom. I went to my friends who are on different sides of the aisle as me. And I said, look, I don't want any of us going to Catatonia, no matter what the election outcome is. I think that is so stupid. You know, I really have tried, for my own self in my life, to say, gosh, I'd like Trump to win, but I'm going to accept whatever happens. And I'm going to try my best to be as fair as I can and not go into some deep depression that a lot of liberals that I love, like my mother, went into 4 years ago.
Silly.
And so she said, I will do my best. And so we made this little pack, right, that we're going to be cool no matter what.
Great.
But we were having a real conversation yesterday about some of the things we can take away from this. And it is, number one, the polling is sucky. And it also limits a lot of people who are voting in Western states particularly. I think
the whole election process screws over people, whether it's the primaries, whether it's the final election. The West Coast gets screwed
every time. Pennsylvania.
Every time.
Yep. And just one more thing: Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, North Carolina. They knew what scrutiny they would be under, and the fact that they stopped counting votes is unprecedented. That has never happened at least in our modern history of of counting votes after an election. The fact that they stopped counting overnight is going to make people like me question what the heck they were doing, especially when you see an
influx of 100,000
votes. Well, wasn't it
Trump who called for those voters to stop? Wasn't
no.
The one
who...
Yeah,
no.
Well, yes, in certain, yeah, they, yeah, he did, Jen. He filed a lawsuit. Yeah.
A lawsuit
wants to
yesterday.
Counting, yeah, but he wanted to stop counting in Michigan and keep counting somewhere else. It's a mess.
But
legally is going to be a huge mess.
Because this is different.
Country
so is this a, is a yeah. this is a lawsuit that was filed yesterday. What I'm talking about in the vote counting being stopped happened by the states after election night. That was nothing to do with Trump. That was nothing to do with anybody. And that was a problem because all of a sudden then you see an infusion of 100,000 Joe Biden votes only in Wisconsin, 138,000 in Michigan. And then you look at Wisconsin and you see that what they're trying to sell is an 89% voter turnout rate, which is extremely high. And that would make any campaign question.
What was it in Los Angeles?
What's
we had 79% voter turnout here in Framingham.
Across the nation, on average, it's supposed to be, the national average is supposed to be about 67%.
What was it in LA where you were?
I don't know what it was. In fact, we don't even know in
Victoria,
LA.
Victoria, you know what the percentage
counting.
I don't know.
Those who came out, I thought it was interesting.
In Wisconsin, I mean, to think that you had a 90% voter turnout when all along you've had 40, 50, I mean, it just doesn't add up.
Well,
and so, of course, campaigns are going to be questioning that.
Let me summarize the conversation from my perspective by quoting Abraham Lincoln, who said after the war, "We are not enemies, but friends. We must not be enemies, though passion may have strained our relationship. It must not break our bonds of affection. The mystic chords of memory will swell when again touched, as surely they will be, by the better angels of our nature. That's what we have to find, the better nature of our angels. 16 after the hour, this is the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The mission is clear. Accessibility. Veterans who have served and sacrificed deserve access to the veterans' benefits they've earned and meaningful employment. Join the fight with Paralyzed Veterans of America at pva.org.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Walgreens has always been there to help make your health care easier, from making sure you have the prescriptions you need to answering any questions you have about them. Now, the question is whether you have the right Medicare plan, and we're here to help make that easier, too. Walgreens can save you money and peace of mind with copays as low as $0. Visit walgreens.com/Medicare today to see how. Walgreens. We make Medicare easy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs when enrolled in a plan with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
All right, let's... I was looking at some of the other results of the election. New Mexico has become the first state to elect a woman of color. Isn't that awful? I mean, when you think about it, it's good.
Well,
but it's
all
awful.
Women of color. Every woman who got elected was of color.
Well, but I mean, the fact
really
that we're why is it great?
Because it's representation, and representation is very important.
There are
when
no
other
white
women
people
of color
in New Mexico.
There are plenty of white. This is not about white people, Doug. This is about women of color being represented.
I get that. But it's what I'm pointing out sometimes.
No one's taking anything away from white people. Unlike
Victoria,
so many people getting defensive about that.
I think you kind of need to calm down because I haven't finished my statement yet. The point that I'm making is that we have taken this long to recognize equality. And that's what really bothers me about these headlines. The fact that there is... Now, they're all women of color. Yep, okay, that's fine. But getting people who are different involved in the process has taken too long, as far as I'm concerned.
Right, but so why do you hate these headlines? This is the first headline. Now the next headline.
I find it distressful because I think we should have been doing this a long time ago.
Obviously.
Get more people in, and that's my point. 21 after the hour.
C Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's Christmas time. I was supposed to be able to. I guess we can. I'm not sure what London Calling is about, but maybe this is a good Christmas present if you're a fan of The Clash. It's a 2021 calendar featuring an array of images of the late Joe Strummer. What a great name, right, for a musician. Joe, was that his real name?
I don't know, I think.
Yeah, Joe Strummer. Oof.
If it was his real name, then he was obviously made to do
that. Yeah, right? He was. All right, so anyway, the calendar comes courtesy of the Strummer Foundation, organization set up in the singer's memory to develop new music talent over in England and elsewhere. The charity calendar allows fans to delve into the iconic imagery from Strummer's solo career, featuring various 12-inch record sleeves from his solo career. Fans looking to spread a bit of festive cheer can also get a set of Strummer Christmas cards as well. New design created for this year. Both items can be purchased on the website, right? On their,
yep.
They have a, yeah. What's the, what is the website?
I think it's joestrummer.com. It's
Strummer.
His foundation.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
And
okay.
It's not his real name. I just
What's his real name?
His real name, he was born John Graham Mellower.
He was Mellower. Yeah, still, that's a great singing name.
Well,
Joe
the Clash
Mellower.
Is not known to be mellow, so I don't know. Strummer's probably
right.
A much better nickname better for him.
Yeah. In August, the likes of Bruce Springsteen and Albert Hammond Jr., Tom Morello, and more participated in a special live stream tribute to Strummer to mark what would have been his 68th birthday. During the stream, a lot of never-before-seen footage of Strummer was aired, in which he labels himself a punk rock warlord. And then he added, music is not the point. What matters is how much spirit you put into it, how much intelligence you put into it. Does it have any meaning at all? Will it communicate to other people? Back in July, Steve Rapport, who is a photographer, shared how he unearthed a series of unseen photos which captured Strummer running the London Marathon. Now, that must have been a
sight. I can't even... I want to look up these images because I cannot imagine... A punk rock
like
guy
that.
Running the
right,
London
exactly,
Marathon.
Right.
I don't know, that's
be like
just nuts.
Keith running or
right.
Mick
any
running.
Of the Rolling Stones doing anything
right.
athletic.
Right. Yeah. Ding. All right, here He's one of my favorite singers of all time. I have something about this guy and this song that just sends me. Rick Astley has made his TikTok debut in a rather amusing way. For those of you who are unfamiliar with the phrase Rickrolling, become a growing prank meme among millennials and Gen Zers, in which a link unexpectedly brings a user to the music video for this Rick Astley song, which was first recorded in 1987. Most recently, a video on TikTok will trick a user who thinks a different song is going to load up. Therefore, I guess it was only appropriate for Astley, the king of Rickrolling, to join the fun by creating a TikTok account. Decked in the iconic trench coat from the music video, Astley is seen dancing the choreography from his video to the song. Still not giving you up, welcome to Ricktalk, is the caption in the clip. His fans, as expected, were thrilled. A legend himself has appeared to Rickroll us in one of the top comments. 2020 has been building to this moment, another one says. The entire year has been an absolute Rickroll. Maybe something to that. Yeah. But isn't this is just such a fun song.
The videos,
right?
I watched, he has three TikTok videos up. It's hilarious. Yeah. He has such a good sense of humor.
How old does this guy be now?
50s? 50, yeah. Right?
I would have thought, yeah, at least. Yeah. He's got that big Tom Jones kind of voice to him.
Yeah.
Tom Jones, big voice. Elton John, big voice. Yeah, he's got that same big voice. All right, Rick Astley in the focus here musically on the DJV program at 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Companionship in the golden years. You know, while people of all ages derive wonderful rewards from dog ownership, senior citizens derive special benefits. Dogs provide loving, full-time companionship when friends and family are no longer around. The responsibility of dog ownership gives seniors a reason to get up and dress in the morning to feed and walk their canine companions. And for those older people who do not have the energy to run after a potty train or a frisky little puppy, an older dog is the ideal solution. Generally less likely to be adopted anyway than more than puppies, younger dogs always find a home. Older senior citizens can think about adopting those older senior dogs. Give them a home that they normally wouldn't have. You know, we all know now that seniors living with pets take less medication, have less stress, and lower blood pressure, and it also helps them meet new people. So if there's a senior in your life that perhaps seems a little lonely, maybe the best thing you can do is take him to the local shelter, let him meet a senior dog, and go home together. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. The fully automatic all-wheel drive system is capable of transferring 100% of available engine power to the rear wheels when necessary. The enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions, and it's the only minivan to offer all-wheel drive and still-and-go seating and storage. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump's campaign pushed his legal battle in Nevada on Thursday amid a storm of lawsuits in key battleground states like Pennsylvania and Georgia. USA Radio News' Val Dior has the latest from the Silver State.
A Nevada official announced Thursday that the state will accept mail-in ballots until Tuesday, November 10th. They must, however, be postmarked by November 3rd as the nation awaits a vote count from the state that could decide the fate of the presidency. Nevada has 6 electoral votes to offer, and with Democratic nominee Joe Biden at 264 as of Thursday afternoon, a win in the Silver State could see him reach the coveted 270 needed to secure a win. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Trump's legal team is claiming 10,000 people were allowed to vote in Nevada without being residents any longer. Jobless benefit claims dipped slightly this week to 751,000 as reported Thursday by the Labor Department. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The Packers beat the 49ers 34-17 on Thursday Night Football, Week 9. Green Bay quarterback Aaron Rodgers tells NFL.com, the 49ers are a different team this year.
Yeah, I mean, it was good for us. It was a different game. They're obviously depleted on both sides of the ball. They've had, probably one of the worst injury years I've seen in a long time. So it's not the same football team that we saw twice last year, but, they still have possibly the best middle linebacker in the game. And a lot of pride, and we went out and executed the way we expected to.
Green Bay holds a 12-3 record versus San Francisco in the regular season since 1996. NASCAR is coming down to the wire Sunday in Phoenix, Arizona for the season finale 500. Driver Jimmy Johnson reflects on his career.
I'm trying to right now, and I feel like if this year was as intended and COVID didn't happen, I would have a much deeper, richer experience. But I have had a great one, and being honored in so many ways at the various tracks, social media, and the fans reaching out. Our partners and sponsors are doing neat things on social right now. NASCAR just did something recently. I'm seeing these things, and it is helping me take it in, and I'm finally allowing myself to do it. The time is right. So it's very meaningful. And I look back on these highlights, and I cannot believe it's me in that 48 car with that race team having all this success. It's been a wild journey.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, let's move our minds into a good place, a better place, if you will, if you can. I hope you can. DJV Show, 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan. Really trying to push us out of Ryan, anyway. And I think all of us are. Push our way out of the past. Get out of it. Move into the present and think about the future. Every day, we all get out of bed and think, well, this is maybe an extension of the previous day. Nah, in your own mind. I had a great lesson yesterday from somebody who's very close to me. We were talking about what it is that we believe and why we believe what we believe and how, if we desire to change it, we can do. It's pretty hard to get some of those grooves out of the record of your mind, I tell you. We have our habits and we have our thoughts and, we are welcome to them, but sometimes we kind of need to change our mind, and it's difficult to do. Sometimes you see it, sometimes you think it, sometimes you don't. I was thinking about all the things that have changed in the last week, last month, the last year for all of us, and you can't help but whether you accept the change or not. We were just talking also, Victoria and I, off the air about how quickly Christmas has come around, and some of us have good memories, some of us have bad memories, but it seems like there is, for all of us, for whatever the reason, time is moving so much faster. And so we see, for me, when I'm thinking about this election, it seems like only, not maybe yesterday, but certainly 4 years, when you think about how long a year is in terms of when we were younger and now.
It used
and
to
now,
feel like an eternity, and now it's like a snap yeah, of fingers.
Right, exactly.
My grandpa, I've said this to you before, but my grandpa used to always say, life is like a roll of toilet paper. The closer you get to the end, the faster it goes.
And yeah, kind
so,
of.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Think about it, you know, that big roll of toilet paper, and then all of a sudden, halfway through, it's like, oh, it's gone.
So, some of the things that have been affected by the election that changes Victoria, a lot of drug legalizations. I saw that Oregon became the first state to legalize magic mushrooms.
decriminalized everything else. So, meth, everything has been taken off the board in Oregon.
So, is that a step in the right direction?
Well, for prison reform it is, because you can waive the fine if you agree to go to a treatment program. So it's a $100 fine if you're caught with possession. But this is separate from, like, you know, if you're intending to be a dealer or whatever, that's different.
But who pays for possession? But who pays for the rehab? That's the question that I have.
I think you have to go on your own.
If you go on your own, it'd be great. But I have a feeling there's a lot of programs that are going to kick in and the government will end up paying for it.
Well, I mean, getting people off drugs and not putting them into the... Yeah, I mean, look, I think that's an investment worth making, because look how much money it costs us in tax dollars to put someone in prison.
Oh, my God.
You know? Yeah. So, yeah.
I just think it kills personal responsibility. I think that's dying a slow death anyway in this country. And I just think that kills people faster.
I'm not going to take drugs, though, Jen, just because someone in New Jersey might pay for my treatment someday. That's not, you're either, this is an addiction and a disease, and you're either caught up in it or you're not. I don't know. I don't think that this is going to make people experiment with hardcore drugs just because it's not illegal anymore.
Well,
or not
the decriminalization of marijuana and all the people that have been put in jail for using it over the years, and what has happened to those people. You know, I was looking at the stats here locally as to what's going on in jail for the prisoners with regard to COVID and all of the, you know, never mind the other things, you know, that are lethal for prisoners, but the fact that they don't keep these places very clean, what happens to the inmates when they're in there. I don't know, prison policy and what happens as a result of prison policy, the whole business leaves me cold. We have a very bad penal system, a very archaic penal system, and that's why so many people are repeat offenders, because it doesn't work. And that we put, it's like a slush fund of money.
I agree with all of that, like, when it
comes to those bad guys and put them in jail. But then what happens to them when you put them in jail?
But I agree with that when it comes to, like, you know, possession of marijuana. That's really one of the issues I take issue with Kamala Harris, because she put away a ton of young black men who couldn't afford to defend themselves, and she just locked them up to make her numbers for attorney general in the state. So that's one of the reasons that I don't like her.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, thank you, Trevor. Me too.
I would say is when it comes to some of the harder drugs, I think we all know that rehab only works if you're ready for it, right? And so I take issue with the fact that the government is going to force rehab on someone who doesn't want it and is not ready to accept it.
If they're not ready to accept it, they can pay a $100 fine and they don't have to do it in Oregon. I mean, that's where we're sticking with. So I think that those are two clear choices.
Is this an educational thing?
I think all of it is better in the sense that they're not going to end up in the prison pipeline. So I think that this is still a good thing. Whether they choose to pay a $100 fine because they want to keep doing crack, okay, fine, that's your choice.
But I would say, like, for some of the people who are really suffering with an addiction, and this is for some of the harder drugs, because I don't believe marijuana is one of those things where you get... So, I mean, I think people actually do get addicted to marijuana, to that feeling that it gives them, but I don't think it's a physical addiction like you get with meth or cocaine or crack or all of these things, heroin, huge one. It's sometimes, and you've heard the stories, that prison sometimes saves these people's lives because it forces them into a situation where they cannot get their hands on drugs for a certain amount of time. And so,
but then when they leave jail, that's what Doug's saying. When they leave jail, they end up scoring some $10 heroin, and then they're back in jail.
I guess maybe I've just heard the stories of people who have actually had prison be a wake up call for them, and it actually
saves their lives. Sure, it works sometimes.
Yeah, it does work sometimes.
But think of the price, though. And I hate to just be a bottom line, you know, person here with numbers, but think of the price for someone to have that rehabilitation in prison, at the taxpayer price. It's, and it ruins their record forever. It's harder to get out of jail and to get a job if you have a record. It's just, I don't know. I think that the prison system is so messed up, and I think we need to start dealing with these things on a much more, like,
it's
public health.
It's so corrupt.
Way.
It's like, you know what? It sort of fits into the regrouping whatever public entity you want to focus on, whether it's the police, whether it's the school system, whether it's the public works system. You know, there's a reason that the United States has the worst roads of any major first-scale country, if you will. And that's because we have not focused on what to do or how to fix them right. We've just said, okay, let's fix them, but we don't figure out how to fix them right or to build them right in the first place.
Well, we fix them so that they break in 20 years because we want to get the government contract.
Right, exactly. So we get the unions, and they get all these big contracts, so it's a rip-off.
I had a talk with my cousin the other day who voted Republican for the first time in her life, and she's like, I couldn't believe it. She's like, I had such an eye-opening experience. I was talking to someone about the L.A. Unified School District, and she said, they were asking my friend to give them a bid on painting some bungalows. And he said, oh, it'll cost me about $5,000. So I took it to the school. The school said, oh, no, we can't do that. We have to use an approved contractor. So each thing that the guy could have done privately for $5,000 starts now at $50,000.
20. Yeah, right. Exactly.
50. And so then they wonder why the schools are suffering, why kids are stupid. Well, it's because you're paying $50,000 to paint a building. And it's the same thing with the roads.
Approved,
because you
approved.
Have to use
you
an
got
approved
a license,
government
or your
contractor.
Union card. That doesn't mean they can do it any
guess
better.
Guess who these people are in the state of California? The person who got the contract for the high-speed bullet train that went nowhere and is literally a failed project? Dianne Feinstein's husband, Nancy Pelosi's husband, made like a huge amount of money on some investment deals.
They're qualified.
Right.
Providers.
That happens in every state. And
it does. Why do we accept it?
Of course. It's terrible.
Why do we accept it? That's the question. That's why I go back to what I said about we pay the bill. The police should do what we want them to do. The school department should teach the way we want them to teach. We should get the services from the city or town that we're paying for, that we agree to. And supposedly, well, that's why we have a city council or whatever. But it's too easy to corrupt those people.
But it's also people don't vote. Right, but people don't vote these people out of office.
No,
you know, whether it's
right.
Nancy Pelosi or Dianne Feinstein's husband? Is that the one?
Yeah.
And look at Mitch McConnell. He's like one of the biggest defenders of all.
Absolutely.
He and his wife, his brother-in-law, I mean, it's his son. It's crazy, but no one votes him out. He just, you know, he had a really respectable challenger this time, but, you know,
he
nailed
her, though. I mean, he was called almost immediately.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's no one. I guess I don't know if it's name recognition or what.
Mm.
The election.
Right.
The fact that so many people have thrown so much money into Senate races, $104
million
to Lindsey Graham's opponent. Are you kidding?
Yeah. Mm. Lindsey Graham has got a lot to answer for, though. I think he kind of...
Yeah, but where are we living? $104 million.
Yeah.
Tell me how that means.
The total
That's a good investment, though.
This has been the best year for radio on politics as far as binge buying radio spots. And it wasn't just the presidential election. That's what I said yesterday. The Senate races, and to a point, the rep races have become national. People pouring money into these Senate races from all over the country, as you just suggested, $100 million here and $100 million there. You know how much altogether, almost $8 billion was spent on this election. What could we do with that money?
Qualified people run because they can't afford it. I mean,
no.
This guy that was running against Lindsey Graham, the reason people, it's not because they love this guy, Jamie Harrison, that was running against Lindsey Graham. It's not even that they hate Lindsey Graham that much. They poured that much money into that race for return on investment. So do you think that Jamie Harrison, if he had run, would
return
have ever been able to act
that's
independently?
A great way of looking at it.
No.
Yeah.
No.
All right, I want to call your attention to one of the programs that I do, and I'm proud of this connection because of me being a farmer. I put that together with a broadcast soliloquy each week. A lot of these same stations carry the American Family Farmer on the weekend, and you can get the podcast as well whenever you want to download it on the channel that, wherever you get your podcasts. We have it at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. The latest one, we talk about the Old Farmer's Almanac and the New Farmer's Almanac and the Mother Nature Network, the winter weather. What's it going to be like, and how will it affect farmers? How will it affect you? A lot of that conversation. We've been doing a focus on sanctuaries as well, saving animals. That's part of this most recent American Family Farmer Show. You get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or, as I said, wherever you get your podcasts every day.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats: asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s, fat that's good for you.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Now at Lowe's, we're saying thanks to our pros in more ways than ever before during our Provember event. We have deals on the brands you trust, like DeWalt, Spyder, and Metabo HPT. We also have credit options you won't want to miss. Plus, for 5 days only, November 9th through the 13th, bring in an old bucket from one of our competitors and get a brand new 5-gallon Lowe's branded bucket free. Just one more reason why we're the new home for pros. Limit one bucket per customer while supplies last. U.S. only.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid gives you the best of both worlds. It's an efficient ride with a total driving range of 520 miles. Featuring over 81 different seating configurations, there's plenty of room for family and your stuff. And save money with a federal tax credit of up to $7,500, plus any state and local incentives. Go where you want, when you want, with the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Three past the hour, time for questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronos here. I'm Doug Steffen. First question has to do with Jeff Bridges, who shared with us in the past week or so that he has a diagnosis of lymphoma. And so one would wonder whether this is Hodgkin's or non-Hodgkin's, and which is the more troublesome of the two. If you're told you have non-Hodgkin's, is that better than Hodgkin's? Because I know there's one that's kind of a death sentence and one that you can get over with, I guess, a lot of work. So what's the story here?
All right, a lot of questions to unpack here. Give me a second. So lymphoma, Doug, it's a cancer that affects the lymph system or tissues and organs that produce, store, and carry white blood cells that help fight infections, very important during these times. And there are two kinds of lymphoma, Hodgkin's and non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Treatment of lymphoma usually involves chemotherapy, immunotherapy, radiation therapy, bone marrow transplant, or some combination of these. A specialized treatment called chimeric antigen receptor T-cell therapy is also used in some patients, which utilize patients' germ-fighting T-cells, which are infused back into the patient's body after being engineered to fight lymphoma. The 5-year survival rate for all people with Hodgkin lymphoma is 87%, and people with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma is 72%. During his 6 decades of acting, Bridges, you know, he starred in over 70 films, including True Grit, Seabiscuit, King Kong. So it's a big loss. He was, you know, a special guy, and it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, hold a good thought. Next up, the prescription head lice lotion that has gotten approval. We were talking about FDA approval of various things. What's the process here?
And what's the? How many people need to use this thing? How many people have? It seems like head lice should be something from the Middle Ages.
Oh my! There's millions of kids, young kids, you know, down to 3 to teenagers each year who have this. And mom and dad, you have young kids, you know how common this is. And the nice thing is you don't need a prescription anymore. There's now Sklice, S-K-L-I-C-E lotion. It got approval this week for over-the-counter use. You don't need the prescription anymore.
All right. It's called Sklice, S-K-L-I-C-E. Sklice lotion. Okay, got that. Next up, dealing with daylight savings time. A lot of people are not easily adjusting to this. One wonders why we don't do it like Arizona does and just eliminate daylight savings time. But the practical side of this is this weekend is we focus on the clocks changing. What is it that people ought to be doing? Is this a medical problem or is this just something that's psychological? That is, 1 hour less sleep or 1 hour more sleep, depending on the end of the clock that you're working on and whether it's now or March.
I think this is a real thing because your own internal clock gets a little pushed and pulled. And I saw a poll that over 2/3 of the American population wishes we wouldn't do this. We would just stay on one clock all year.
Right.
Because I think all of us feel the change. And we're going to gain an hour of sleep this coming weekend. So we might feel a little bit better about it. But we're going to pay for that next spring. And it's not comfortable when we lose it. So in my humble opinion, I would vote to just keep it one clock all year, but what do I know?
Well, you know a lot because you have your own cardiology clinic. By the way, Dr. Kent practicing down in Central Florida. Lake Cardiology is his clinic. And you can reach out to Ken anytime. Telemedicine is big now. People like listening to him on the various programs that I do with him. He's available all the time. You can call down to the office. And because of his gentle nature and his knowledge, people flock to him for help. 352-735-1400 for Ken at Lake Cardiology. So let's just, the final question has to do with the, what they call seasonal affective disorder, the SAD business, the winter blues, people getting into that. How will that be different is the question during the pandemic.
Oh, it will be there. Mental illness is huge right now because of the pandemic. Anxiety, stress, depression, huge. And I think it'll just amplify the whole thing.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's something seasonal. You're called sad. I've experienced it, I think. I just don't like going into the cold darkness of winter. All right, so there are some answers to some practical and important questions from Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.